Okay, good morning. It's past week, Daf Chof Dalet, Mseches Psochim. We're going to start with a good piece of Gemara on Chof Dalet Omen Beis. Around 8-9 lines down. Omer Rabbi Avo, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. See, this starts at the end of a line. Omar Rabbi Avohu, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Kol Yisun Shabbat Teira, Ein Loikin Alein El Derech Achilosan. Avohu says in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that Kol Yisun Shabbat Teira, anything which is Osir, Ein Loikin Alein El Derech Achilosan. Person is only going to get Malkus from being over this Avera, only if he eats Derech Achilosan. Now we'll see in the Hemshcha Gemara that this Latula Shainis over here in the Gemara, this first Loshen is talking about being over eating something Derech Achilosan, because this Loshen is talking about Isur Achila. Now, it's like we saw in the past Sugis that we've been learning that most Isurim in the Torah are Isuri Achila, the Mutter to have Hanog, to derive benefit from them. And there are those that are also by Hanog. So this first Loshen Nimor is talking about Isuri Achila. And according to the first Loshen over here, we're learning the Gemara right now, what Rabbi Yechanan is saying is that a person will only get Malkus for eating this thing, which is osur ba'achila, only if he eats it derech achilosan, the normal way of eating this thing. And that Gemara says muti mai. What is that comment to exclude? Omer Rabbi Simon bar Ashi lemuute shemaochal chelav chai shepoter. Person eats raw fat. His potter chelav is osur, is a isur achila. If a person eats it when it's raw, he's potter, not chayv malchus. The reason for that is because it's not derech achilos, as Gemara says. Ikad amri, the second lashon in the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Avohu, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Kol Yisun Shabbat Teira Ein Loikin Aleihin, Ela Derech Hanoson. According to the second lashon, what the Gemara says is, you're not loikin ela derech hanoson. The first lashon says derech achiloson. Second lashon is derech hanoson, which the Rishonim speak out that this lashon holds that not only isuri achila have this halacha that has to be the way, the normal way of eating that food, but hu adin, the same din applies to isuri hano, things which are osur bahano. The way a person derives pleasure from them also has this condition that it has to be derech hanoson. What would that exclude? What would be a way of benefiting from something which is not the normal way of deriving pleasure from it? We learned in the sugi before that shahar niskal is also bano. So if a person placed the chelev of shahar niskal agav makosai, wanted to use it for healing purposes, and he put the chelev on the wound, shahu potter, he's having hano from it over here, but this is not the normal way of having hano from it, and therefore he'll be potter. And on that, the Gemara says, "V'chol shekein oichel chelav chai shupoter." According to the second lashon, the more understands is that there's a kol shekein over here from hano to achila. The second lashon holds that even isure hano are limited to derech hanoson, only if a person derives pleasure from it the normal way one has hano from it, then he'll be like it, otherwise he'll be potter. And kol shekein oichel chelav chai, and according to this lashon, kol shekein, for sure, all the more so, something which is an isra achila, then if he eats a shlekdecha achilosai, he'll be potter. Now let's see the Rashi over here first. Rashi is a little further down, under the halfway mark in the Rashi's. Rashi says over here, see that Ela Derech Achilosan. Rashi explains, like Loshon HaGemara is, In Chayv Aleihen, In Loikin Aleihen, Ela Derech Achilosan. Rashi explains, that means, Ela Im Kein Ochlon Derech Achilosan. It's a condition, only if he eats it Derech Achilosan, the way it's eaten. If he eats it otherwise, then he's not loike. Ika de Amri, Chod Rabbi Avohu, the Ika de Amri, the second Lashon Gemara holds, that this that Rabbi Avohu said, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Ahanoi Itmar. He said it concerning something which is in Isser Hano, V'hanoch Tassir Bano, on those things which are also Bano, that's where he said it. And as the Gemara says, that if it was said on Isser Hano, so Kol Shekein, then the Sfora says that surely it applies to Surah Achilu. Rashi continues, Rashi says, Chelev, Ein Derech Hanosoi, Elo Behavoro. The way of having, deriving pleasure from Chelev, is Behavoro, is by heating it. V'lim Shoyach Oireis. This is going in the second lashon of the Gemara that he put a piece of fat on the wound. Gemara says that's shlek derech hana osai. Rashi says that the derech hana osai is behavoro, v'lim shoyach oiris, and to anoint skins. I guess in the processing of leather or it's used to smear onto skins, but lele refuah. It's not used for refuah. That's why this is shulei kederech hanosay. The kol shekein oichel chelav chay, which is what the Gemara continues. Kol shekein oichel chelav chay. Now let's hear a little bit what the Gemara is saying here. As we've seen in the past, there are two kinds of isurim. There's an isur achila and an isur hano. First lashon in the Gemara says that the condition of derech hana'osai is limited to isuri achila, but isuri hano don't have this condition. The simple explanation to that could be that if someone eats something shleik derech hana'osai, being that the Torah, the Isra that the Torah gave was an Isra Achila, so a person has to make a Ma'is Achila. He has to do an Achila by eating a Shloik Derech Hanosai, that it's missing in the Ma'is Achila, and that's why he wouldn't be like it. So that's why this could be a Halacha which is limited to Achila, to an Isra Achila, whereas an Isra, something which has Isra Hano. So Hano, there's no specific Maisa. The Isra is to derive pleasure from it. However, that's accomplished. Isra Achila, there's a way to do it, right? That it should have, it should be considered an Achila. So that's why Shlok Tachana also could take it out of the category of an Achila. However, as far as Hano, the fact that it's shlek derech hana also doesn't take away from the fact the person was nena safe kol safe, and this is that you can't have hana, so it wouldn't be dependent on how he does it. The second lashon of the Gemara is saying, according to what we're saying now, a birgah chiddush, that even in something which is an iser hana, we can't say that he wasn't nena from it. However, like we'll see in the Gemara, that we have sources to say that the condition of derech was also given to an Isra Hano. And that's how the second notion holds such a halacha, that it's only looking derech hana also. So according to what we're saying now, that in a chilo, that's, if it's not derech achilos, it's not an achila at all. He didn't do the ma'ase iser, possibly. Whereas, as far as the iser hanoah is concerned, by hanoah there's no specific ma'ase, and over there it just acts as a condition in the chiv. Right? The person, maybe he was nene, but he wasn't nene in the proper way because there are conditions in what way one could be nene. And that's how some of Forshim learn the Kol Shekein in the Gemara. The second Lashon in the Gemara says that Rav was talking about Isuri Hanoah, and the Kol Shekein Yisra Achila, that could be the explanation in the Kol Shekein. Right? Gemara seems to say that it's more of a Svara. If you say it over here, definitely you'll say it over there. This is a possible way to explain what the Kol Shekein is, why there's more of a reasoning that Shleik Dechana also should apply to Achila than Hanoah. This could possibly be the explanation that you're missing the Ma'is Achila and the Ma'is Aveira when we're talking about Achila, whereas by Hanoah you're never missing the Ma'is Aveira, it's just conditional. Now we'll see in the Hemshecha Gemara where this might come from. This condition in Yisurah Hanoah. Now in Rashi, the Gemara itself is would seem to come out of that, but pretty clear in Rashi that were a person to have Hanoah, Kederach Hanoah, so like Rashi says, to be Limshoyach Oiris, a person would use the Chalev to smear on skins, then the Taka would receive Malkus. That's what comes out from Rashi. And that's Kipshuta, what the Gemara seems to be saying. Now let's see the Hemshech HaGemara over here. Gemara says, Itmanami, Omer Bacha Bar Avi, Omer Abbas, Omer Be'echinon, Hiniya Chelev Shul Shor Niskal, Gav Makosei Potter. We have another member of B'Shem Rabbi Echinon, which talks about the Din Hano. Hiniya Chelev Shul Shor Niskal, Gav Makosei Potter, Lefi Shekol Yisun Shemateria, Ein Leken Alein Ela Derech Hano Osun. The condition of Derech Hano Osun, the normal way of being nene, now it's could I have to mention that what goes into the category of Shulei Kederech Hano Osun the Rambam talks about it. Hilchos Machlos Asuras. Rambam says, "Ketzad Meloch Yiralf, Hare Shehimches Achele VeGome Keshucham Ad Shenich VeGroine Mimenu." Rambam says that. Part of what he says over here is that if someone heats up something and he eats it when it's very hot and he burns himself, so that would be an example of Shloi Kederech. The Shloi Kederech. What the Rambam says, Oishiirir Dvorim Morim, Kigoin Roish Velano, Sochei Nesech. If he mixed in something which is bitter, right, and therefore it gave the whole thing a bad taste. Even though it's less, Hashem Meichel calls man like so it's right for a caliph. But this is already not considered derech achila asay. So by the things which have this condition, they need to have derech achila asay, derech anon, by mixing in other things, that would be also make it shalei kederech. The Meforshim Poskim talk about as far as this is talking about isurim, right? But most of this question the gabi the din of achil shel mitzvah, whether it also has these conditions. The person wants to be, is that also have a halacha of kederach achilosim? One famous issue is as far as moror. Right, moror on Pesach, that there are different stadim of Pesachim, how the moror should be eaten. There are those who hold that if the moror is eaten when it's too strong, so it doesn't, like we see from the sugya over here, that, right, you know, if you don't grind it, you don't let it dissipate a little bit, it's very, very bitter, so it won't have a din achilas, you won't be kaim the mitzvah. Right? There are different shittas as far as that. Others say that maybe moror is different because moror, the point of the mitzvah was that it should give a bitterness, so the fact that it's bitter won't take away from it. But this is where the shaila comes in, but negate to an achilu shel mitzvah, whether it also has this condition of derech achilu osay. And we know also that this, you know, in the kashrus department, right, this is also one of the heterim that different, even though there might be certain things with small percentages or whatever it is of Isser, but one of the tzadim that they use to mean sarif, to matter, is the fact that many times it might be considered like the achilas, it's taking a pill or something like that, which doesn't have a good taste or something like that, then it wouldn't have the Isser.
And this Gemara says Ein Lokin, like that suggests Malkus, they don't get Malkus, but does that say it still could be an Isser?
So that's a good question. I mean, there's really two levels over here. So you want to know that whether this in let's say in Min HaTorah is there still an Isser on that,
yeah.
Right? And there's another question about that as far as Midrabbonon. That even if Midrash said there wouldn't be any Isser, but is there an Isser Drabonon concerning such a thing? That's a good shayla. We'll see. In the Rambam Shita, we'll see where our difference in the Deraisa comes out. So let's see over here. The Gemara. Omar Rav Zeira, Afanami Tanina. Rav Zeira says that we have a raya from a Mishnah to what we're saying. The Mishnah says, "Ein sefer nesaboy mishum orlo el al hayotzim nazeisim umin hanovim bilvad." I mean, let's assume right now, Kipshuta, that there's no Isser. Right? And that's why there's no Malkus, because the person didn't do the Isser. Ein sefnis aboy mishum orlo. El al yetzim nazeisim umen ha'anovim bilvad. The Mishnah over there says that if someone were to squeeze olives and grapes from orlo, the first 3 years of a tree, has a din of orlo, for altem orlo say is period, so in the sugi before, it's isahano. The Mishnah says that the only time one gets malchus when you have this iser is hayayitzim nazeisim minaminanovim. So the Mishnah is medayik from over there, v'ilu mitusim te'enim v'rimoinim, other kinds of fruits, Loy, person is not loike. He squeezes out. Of course, if he eats the fruit itself, he's loike. But the Mishnah is saying if it, that the hayotze, the juice that comes out of these fruits, he's not loike. Zot more my taimo. What's the reason? Why is one not loike? Lav mishum de loike ochel hu derech hanoson. And that more says because it would seem to be like we're saying that this is not derech hanoson. These regular fruits are not used for juice. I mean, today things might be a little bit different because you know now they're able to grow things purposely. I was talking about a shayla for brochas even, but then again to that, but kipshutoy that what we find in Chazal is that zeisim and anovim, olives and grapes, these things their main purpose is for the juice that they have. So that's why if a person drinks wine from grapes, uses oil from olives, that's derech hanosay, and he'll get malchus if it's shel orlo. But other things, other fruits, where someone to squeeze out the juice, that's ein zeh derech hanosam. That's not the way of. It's not the normal way of having hanoah from these things. Eating it, not squeezing out the juice. So therefore the Gemara said that, so this apparently will be right to what we're saying, mm-hmm. that you see that the dinner over here is that even by Isurei Hanoah, the halach is that has to be, then a person has to derive a benefit from them, derech hanoson. If it's not derech hanoson, then he won't be like it. And that the Gemara says, no, that wouldn't be a raya. Omle Abaya. Abaya says as follows. Bishlom yashminam pri gufo tuloy ka'och le'derech hana'osoy shapir. Abaya says that in order for you to bring a raya, if the Mishnah would have talked about eating the fruit itself, and the Mishnah would have said, would have given an inference that other pages or general peris from orlo, if a person were to eat a shloi derech hanosay, you wouldn't be like it. Then you have a raya if you're dealing with the fruit itself. Elohocho mishum dezeya ba'almuhu. Abai says that over here there's no raya. It's what you want to say. Maybe the truth is that when you're dealing with an isra hano, since a person at the end of the day was nene, so the fact that how he was nene, derech hanosay, not derech hanosay, would make a difference. Over here, there's a different reason for that. El hocha mishum dezeya ba'almahu. What the Gemara is saying over here is that this is not the gufa isra. Juice from fruits, which are not meant for their juice, so the juice over here is not considered the ikar isra. It's zeya ba'almu. It's considered just the sweat of the fruit. And that so the reason why one's not like it is because what he wasn't nenef from something which could give him malchus. That's what the Gemara is saying. The question over here is, why is it that if a person drinks juice from sharp peres, why is he not like it mishum orlo? That's the question. The Gemara originally thought that the juice itself is the dover ha'osar. It has just as much chashivas as the food itself. The reason why you're not like it is because since it's not the derech to squeeze other fruits, so the achila over here was done shleik derech achilosay, and it fits into the category of the Gemara mentioned before that even things which are also b'hanoah, but person has to be nene from them derech hanoosay in order to be like it. That's what the Gemara originally understood, and that thing Gemara is saying. Gemara is saying there's no raya. Because maybe as far as that's concerned, Isra Hanoah doesn't have that condition at all. The reason for that over here is because the juice of Shah Peris is in a different category. It's not considered the Iker Isra, it's Zeya Ba'alma. It's just the byproduct, sweat of the fruit. That's why you're not like it.
As opposed to other parts of the fruit where maybe we discussed before, like pits and stamens and stuff like that, that would be similar to the juice of these non-juicing fruits.
Well, let's see. I mean, pits.
Flesh.
Pits. Well, let's say. Yeah, the skin. I don't know maybe that's more the pre itself, could be. I don't know. Now this is an important point over here. We'll see as we see the next piece of Gemara how to understand this Gemara over here, right? What is the truth of the matter? Right? The Gemara over here just dealing with over here whether you have a raya or not. Do we have a proof from this Mishnah? So that the Gemara says, well, you don't have a proof because you could understand it differently, right? But does the Gemara mean to say, I'll leave with the MS, this is Zeya Ba'almo, or the Gemara is just pushing away the proof, but the truth of the matter is like the Gemara originally understood it. And we'll see, there'll be an afkamina in concerning the next piece of Gemara. Let's move on. Right, we'll let the Rashi's go over here for now so we could save a little bit of time here. The Gemara says as follows. Omar Abai. Hakol moedim bekili akerim shaloikin aleihim. Hakol moedim. Everyone agrees. Who's the everyone over here? So that's what the Mefarshim explained, that as we mentioned in two Lashonis of the Gemara before, the two Lashonis argue whether the condition of Derech Achilos Derech Hanasa applies to Isurei Hana also. The first Lashon says that no such condition, the second Lashon holds there is such a condition. On that thing, Mora is saying, HaKol Moedim Mekilei Akerim Shleikin Aleihim Afilu Shleik Derech Hana Also. Everyone agrees, even the second Lashon of the Gemara, which said by Surah Hano, things that you can't have Hano from, there is a condition that need to have Derech Hano also. However, by Kilei Akerim, which is Kilayim, things that were grown together, there's an Isur Hano, Afilu Shleik Derech Hano also. Everyone agrees that it's also my time. What is the reason? Why is this different than other things that we discussed till now? It doesn't say achila. When the Torah talks about the isur of kilei akerim, there's no lashon achila. Lashon apostle is pentikdash. Rashi brings. Rashi says over here, if you see, like it's around four lines from the bottom. Kilei akerim ksiv pen tikdash hamaleya demashma loisene mimenu el tisrafenu. That's what the pasuk is saying, that a person shouldn't plant pen tikdash hamaleya, because were he to plant two meaning together, then it'll become tikdash tukadesh, that you won't be able to have enough from it, you have to burn it. Upen lavu. And where's the malchus, right? You need a laugh for malchus. As Rashi mentions over here, you know, doesn't say loshen loy, which is the normal loshen, which makes something into a laugh to give malchus. Pen, the Gemara tells us, is the loshen of a laugh, which could give malchus. Now you see from this piece of Gemara over here something important, and this helps us understand. That if you see what the Gemara is saying over here is that even the man the Omar who said that generally Isurei Hano, a person does not get malchus if it's Shleik Derech Hano also, but he would agree by Kilei Akerim. The reasoning is because over here it doesn't say Loshen Achila. So it seems to be from the Gemara over here that that other places there is a condition of Derech Achila, Derech Hano also, comes from the Loshen Achila that the Torah uses. So let's hear what that means. That means that this condition that you might possibly need in order to get Malkus for something which is Issa Hano. Now this is Issa Hano, right? And a person's benefit, even if he eats something, and you might want to say that Shleik Derech Achilas, so it's not considered an Achila, but the Issa in the Torah doesn't need an Achila. And a person could be like just for the mere Hano. So this man holds that there's a condition that Malkus, or the Isser, is only if it's Kederach hana asay, and being that a person, let's say he ate this thing, shloi ke derech achilo, so that's not the derech that a person eats it, he won't be chayav malchus. Where does that condition come from? And this Gemara over here seems to be saying that it comes from the fact that the Torah used a lashon achila. Even though achila, in that context, wouldn't limit it to an iser achila, because we're talking about isur hanoh. And like we learned in the sugis before, that even if the Torah uses lashon achila, Rabbi Vol, Chizkiyo, that a lashon achila doesn't necessarily limit it to iser achila. That's why these things could have an iser hanoh, but this that the Torah used lashon achila is to give us that condition that in order for one to be loike, you have this condition that it has to be derech hanoh also. Right, so that could help us maybe a little bit in the previous sugya. Why, if really these things are asur b'hanoh, why is the Torah using lashon achila? So according to this, maybe we could understand why the Torah choose to use that lashon, in order to give this condition on that iser that has to be dafka derech hanoh asur. Now, as we mentioned before, the previous Gemara has a question as to why Hayotze from Tusim Rimonim, the juice that comes out of Shah Paris, the Gemara has a Shakwetaya to understand why you're not like it. The Gemara originally thought that the reason why you're not like it is because of this condition of Derech. Of derech hanoh also, and the Gemara understood that since these fruits, it's not the way a person eats these fruits is not by squeezing out the juice. So that's you're having hanoh from it, like derech hanoh also. Now, according to that understanding, so if we make our way down to Kiliyat Kerem, if a person would happen to have such fruits shaperis from Kiliyat Kerem, and a person were to be nene from it by squeezing out the juice, since we just said that by Kilei Kerem does not have the condition of Derech Achilasai, so then a person would be like on it, according to this. That would go into the ruling that Abai is saying, Hakol Moedim, that by Kilei Kerem one is Leikish Leik Derech Achilasai. If the reason for the Mashkin of Shah Peris is because of the din of Shleik Derech Achilasai, so then it'll come out that by Kilei Kerem, which doesn't have that condition, because the Torah doesn't say Lashon Achila, so the Hakol Moedim that you'll be like will be going on juice also. But according to the way the Mora was Madche, and Mora tells us that it's Zeh Ba'almo, the reason why you're not like it because the person wasn't Nenna from the Gufa Isser itself. So according to that, even by Kilei Kerem, which doesn't have the condition of Derech Achilasai, but it's irrelevant, because the reason why it's not like it is because the person didn't have hanoah from the gufa iser. So that's what chaf nafkamina in the previous Gemara, whether that, when the Gemara says zeh ba'alma, does the Gemara mean that as truth alib de emes, that's a true svara, and if that's true, so then it'll take away the malchus even from things which don't have the condition of derech achilasai, alib de emes, kilei kerem, like the Gemara says, or would the Gemara just mean that you can't bring a rai because I could explain that Mishnah otherwise, but Aliba the Emes, maybe as the Gemara originally understood, is the true explanation, and if that's the true explanation, so then my Kilei Kerem, they will get Malchus. Now let's see the Gemara. The Gemara now is going to ask a kasha on Abaye, Meisvei. The Gemara is questioning what Abaye said. Now let's just hear what that means. If you want to question what Abaye says, that means that you might want to argue and say that Kilei Kerem is not any different. Kilei Kerem is not any different. Now, if that's true, Kilei Kerem is not any different, why did Abaye say Kilei Kerem was different? As mentioned before, because Abaye obviously understood that this that is the condition of derech ha'na'asa, it comes from the Lashon Achila. By Kilei Kerem doesn't say Lashon Achila, so that's why you don't have that condition. Now, if the Gemara is doubting what Abaye says, and the Gemara is open to this, that by Kilei Kerem also it applies the din of derech ha'na'asa, so that means that the Gemara apparently has a different way of understanding the whole halacha, where it comes from, right? That's what we mentioned before, that you have to know where does this condition come from. In Abaye, it's clear that the condition comes from the Lashon Achila that the Pasuk says. That's why it follows that Kilei HaKerem, where there's no Lashon Achila, so that's why Kilei HaKerem, you don't have such a condition. That's why he says that you like him. The more who wants to argue on him, L'chaira seems to have a different understanding where the original condition comes from. It doesn't have to come from a Lashon Achila. It comes from some other source, and that's why, even if the Pasuk doesn't say Lashon Achila, but nevertheless, this condition will apply. Now, it's not Mavuyer over here, not clear to us what Havli more understood. One wants to argue, Abaye is saying an understandable thing. How else would we understand the Gemara? And it would seem to be from the Gemara that the Gemara Kinnira seems to understand that there's a possible way of understanding that just like we explained that in the Isra Achila, if Shleikadach and also, so we're missing in the Maisa Aveira, it's not just like a side condition, but in what the Aveira is, the Achila. You didn't make an Achila. Right? That's what's missing over here. So possibly the Gemara understood such a Svara even in Hano also. Right? That if a person is Nena Shlekedech HaNosai, we don't say that Seif Kol Seifi was Nena. But even in Hano, there's a Maisa Hano, how you do it. And if it's not done in the proper way, this is not the Maisa Aveira. Okay, I'm just offering a possibility. But I just want to raise the point over here that we have to know what's behind the Gemara. The Gemara is coming to argue in Abaye, so how did the Gemara understand? Okay, but the Gemara over here wants to have question what Abaye is saying. Let's see. Zotim or Meisve. Gemara brings the whole Brayis over here as follows. Isa ben Yehuda Omer, Menai le-Basa b'cholov shuhu osur. Basa b'cholov. How do we know that Basa b'cholov is also the Torah? When the Torah talks about Basa B'cholov, the Torah talks about Bishul, right? That's all the Torah says. Bishul. How do we know that there's some kind of Yisr? You can't eat it, you can't be nana from it. Where does this all come from? The Pasuk says concerning Basa B'cholov, Ki'am Kodesh Ato, V'nemar Alon V'anshi Kodesh Tiyun Li. And it says concerning treifa anshe kodesh tiyuni malal and osur afkan osur. So Mora says that the source to the iser other than bishul comes from tereshava olimud from treifa. I think Mora continues the only elab achila by no minayin. And like Mora says that if I would learn from treifa, so I only know that it's osur b'achila. How do we know that bas b'chol is also osur b'ano? That Mor says, "Amrit kal v'chaymer." We can make a kal v'chaymer. Ma orlo shloy nev de ba'aveira asur ba'ano. Bos b'chol shnev de ba'aveira ene din shei asur ba'ano. The Mor says makes a kal v'chaymer from orlo. Orlo loy nev de ba'aveira. Orlo, first 3 years, right? Person planted a tree, nothing wrong with that. The halacha is, the first 3 years, it's all is also bahano. Bosu b'cholov, the Torah says, now to cook it. Right? Bosu b'cholov is derived from an iser, comes from an iser. And that Gemara says that the Sfora tells me, kal v'chomer, you don't need this. That could say that if the Torah gave orlo on iser hano, even though it wasn't nevda ba'avera, even it wasn't derived from the doing it of an aveir, so Basa B'cholov, which came about as an aveir, definitely should have an Issa Hano. Now, Taisis over here asks, which is really Gemara, the obvious question over here, then once you have the Kal Vachomer, so just learn everything from there. Why do we need two steps? Why are we first learning the Isser Achila from Treifa, and then in order to know the Isser Hanoah, the Gemara learns from Orla? Wouldn't the same, just make that Kal Vachomer in the first place, right, that we just mentioned from Orla? Right, then we should learn the whole thing from Orla. So that first step from Zereshava, from Treifa, why is it necessary? If you look at the bottom Tosfos, I'm a kavachomer. Tosfos says, "Iser achila leimotzi lemelech bekavachomer meorlo." Tosfos says, he doesn't ask the question, but he just gives the answer right away. Right? Tosfos makes the point that the iser achila in the first place, that we could not have learned from Orlo. That's what he's asking. Right? Why does Moral need to learn the iser achila from Treifa? If anyways you learn from Orlo to get the iser hano, so learn the whole thing from Orlo. So on that. Tosfos says that the Gemara in Chulin talks about this. Kidamer b'chol abosam mishum d'ikul meimar chayish b'shav chamor v'chayisim pipar yechiyach. Then have the bo'aveiru v'shav b'achilum. Tosfos says over from the Gemara, because if you are coming in the first place and you're trying to derive that there is such an iser, and you become chayish based on the fact that it was nevda b'aveiru, so that should be a reason to make an iser. On that we have a pircha. Now, on that, we have other places to prove that not everything which is nevda ba'avera causes an iser. The Gemara's examples are chayush b'shava chamor, person plows with the shava chamor, still though he did an iser, but doesn't create iser. Chayisim pipara, a person muzzles a para while it's doing work, it's aser, but what it doesn't create any iser on anything. Those things yichir, the nevda bu'aveira, v'sharu ba'achila, and then mutar ba'achila, doesn't create any yisr. So therefore, if the question was, in the first place, to say, make a kavah choymer, that mad of something which is not nevda bu'aveira has an yisr, kol shkein, anything which was nevda bu'aveira should create yisr, that we have pirchas on. So that wouldn't take us anywhere in the first place. That's why the original Isser we have to learn from someplace else. Now that we know that it's Osir, and the question over here is whether it should have an Isser Hano or not, now we can make the Kal Vachomer, and now these Pirchas won't apply. That's the place it continues. Avol Hashu Yaf Mikro Isser Achila. But once we learn from Treifet, it's an Isser Achila, Lekel Meimer Techiach. Now already you can have Hoychocha from Chayish Pshav Chamor and Chayisim Pipora, the Hanu Shor Ba'achila. Because at this point, this is a different question. What we're dealing with over here is that something which is Osir, we know for sure is Osir Ba'achila, we want to make a Kavachem to say that such a thing should even be Osir Ba'ano from Kilakerim, the fact that it was Nevda Ba'avera. So even though the things that are Nevda Ba'avera don't have an Issa, but those things aren't Osir Bachil at all. So that's why those things wouldn't act as a Pircha anymore. That's the place that is over from the Gemara. Once we gave an Isser, so now those things can't act as Pircha. So now the Kavul Chaimer could be safely made. That's why the Gemara has to start the first step to learn the Isser Achila from other sources. Once we know the Isser Achila, now the Kavul Chaimer could be made, because now any possible Pirchas are not applicable anymore. So the Gemara says that as far as the Isser Basa B'cholov, the way the Gemara tells us is that the initial Isser Achila comes from Olimin from Treifa, and the Isser Hano comes from Akav Chemin from Orlo. On that the Gemara continues, Ma'ala Olishkin Lehois L'shas HaKoshe. On that the Gemara says that no, Orlo has a Chumra, even though on the one hand we're saying that in the Kal Vachomer, Orla's Kal, because there's no Nevda Ba'avera, so for sure something which is more Chomer because it's Nevda Ba'avera. On the one hand, that's true, but we know that as far as the Kal Vachomer is concerned, that when you're dealing with a Kal Chomer, so the Kal has to be totally Kal in all areas. If you're going to find some kind of Chomer that what you want to learn out to, what you're considering the Kal, if it has a Chomer, then it can't make the... You can make a limud. So the Maalat Mora says that we're saying that Olo is Lo Nevda by Avera, so and it's also by Noah, so for sure Bas B'chol, which is Nevda by Avera. And like Mora says, well, Orlo is not simple whether you can consider that cow, because Orlo is Lehois L'Shasa Kosher. There was never a point of time by Orlo that it was Mutter. Taisus talks about possibilities, maybe where why Orlo could have a Shasa Kosher, why not? But the Gemara says Orlo, right, the simple understanding of Orlo, when you plant a tree the first 3 years, so from the beginning of this planting, it's also Lehois L'Shasa Kosher. It had a shas heter, right? Before you cooked the thing together, the basa was mutter, the cholov was mutter. So this is a svara to say that Orlo is chomer, didn't have a shas of kosher. So maybe that's why Orlo is osur bahano, mashenkin basa cholov, that it had a shas of kosher. So this is a tzadkal, this is a weakness, a leniency that you have in Basa B'cholov, and therefore you can't make the Kavu Chaimer. Like Mora says, Chomez V'Pesach Echiech, that I'm going to show you that the fact that Basa B'cholov has a Shasa Kosher is not a reason that it shouldn't take on the Chaimer, the stringency of an Isra Hano. Chomez V'Pesach Echiech, Shoyle Shasa Kosher, Chomez V'Pesach, that's something which had a Shasa Kosher. Nevertheless, it's also B'Hano. So the Gemara is using that as a mechiach. That is how kavachemers work. That the Gemara could prove that such a weakness is not a reason to stop it from receiving the chumrah that we're trying to give it. That the Gemara says malachomus pesach shken anish koris. That the Gemara says that well, chomus pesach wouldn't help to prove basa b'cholov, because chomus pesach true that it has a shasa kosher. But Chomet Pesach, on the other hand, has a different Chumrah. The fact that there's a chorus by Pesach. So maybe that's why by Pesach there could be an Isser Hano. But Bos B'chol, there's no Isser chorus, no Einish chorus. So on such a thing, that maybe the fact that it doesn't have a Shasa Kosher would make it that you can't make the Kavah Chomet. It would be considered a Kal. And you wouldn't have the Kavah Chomer from Orlo. On that, the Gemara says, "Kilei Akem." This is what's relevant to us. "Kilei Akem Yechichu She'ein Onish Koris for Osa Bano." That Gemara says, "Fine, we'll bring a different Yechiach. We'll bring a different proving from Kilei Akem. Kilei Akem. There's no Koris on Kilei Kerem. And nevertheless, it's also by no. So we can't relate the Issa Hano by Chomets that you have is only because it's also by no. Now the Gemara is coming to show from Kilei Kerem. Kilei Kerem doesn't have any special Chomer, and nevertheless, it's also by no. On that, the Gemara says, Ve'im Issa Nifrich, and if Abayi, what Abayi says, it's true that Kilei Kerem has a chumrah, that the Isser, that you like over the Afilush Lekech and also the Im Isa, and if it's true, if it exists, what Abayi says, Nifrich Malik Kilei Kerem Shkein Lekin Alehen Afilush Lekech and also the Mora should say that you can't bring a raya from Kilei Kerem. Because Kilei Kerem has its own chomer, its own stringency, like Abaye says that it's an Isser Hano which is like a Shlok Derech Hana Osay. Whereas if we would want to learn up to Basar B'cholov, the Gemara is thinking right now that Basar B'cholov is going to have the din that it's only, it has to be Kederech Hana Asay. So this is where the Gemara wants to say, so it seems to be that Abai is wrong. It seems to be over here that there doesn't exist such a Pircha. You can't say that Kilei Kerem is Loikish Loik Kederech Hana Asay. And I say, this is the basis of what the Gemara wants to say. I see from this Brisa, the way the Brisa is talking, that Brisa doesn't seem to have a way of being madche kilei kerem, showing how kilei kerem has a special chomer, special stringency. In the Kohen Tabai, it should have a special stringency. That's the Gemara's kasha. On that, the Gemara says back, Vabaye. Rabbi will answer you by saying, Toimar b'may, Toimar b'bos b'cholov she'en loikin olov, elo derech ha'na'osoy. Rabbi says like this, that no, really I'm right. There is such a pircha. That as the halacha taka is, there is such a chumra that kila kerem you loike afish lekach ha'na'osoy. But Rabbi is saying, well, let's see how that's going to fit into the b'raisa. You're asking on me that according to me, the b'raisa should have been madche the yechiach of kilei kerem by saying no, kilei kerem is different. Kilei kerem has a chumer that you like yishlok teachana also. And that Abaye says, well, if you say that, well, what do you want to have? The follow up to that is supposed to be, whereas chomes bePesach doesn't have that chumer, so chomes bePesach maybe won't have. I'm not cholim, but bosu b'chol. I'm sorry, bosu b'cholov doesn't have that chumah. So bosu b'chol won't be chayiv, won't be having isra hano. So that Abaye says, that's what Abaye is saying. Toima b'may. What are you gonna? What's the toima over here? You're gonna say toima b'bosu b'chol she'ein loikin ol el derech hano. So that's not true. Otter bosu b'cholov achilak sivbe. Abaye says that according to my reasoning, the same thing will apply to Bosu B'chol. The whole point over here in the Rais is we're trying to learn up an Isser Hanoh of Bosu B'chol. That's the issue over here. And the Gemara is having difficulties making the Kavul Chomer. And on that, the Gemara brings in Kilei Kerem. Kilei Kerem was coming to help out to make the Kavul Chomer. Kilei Kerem is showing this. No, even though there's no Chiv Chorus, that could be an Isser Hanoh. And that Imara says, well, according to your Abaye, Kilei Kerem shouldn't help us over, because Kilei Kerem has a special chomer, that Kilei Kerem, according to your Abaye, that you loikin ol afil shloike dechana also. That's not going to help Boser B'cholov. So on that Abaye answers, one second, I mean, that applies to Boser B'cholov also. Whatever, the same reasoning that I said by Kilei Kerem, the fact that the Torah didn't say Eloshen Achila, so by Basa B'cholov, the halacha should be like that also. The Torah doesn't say B'chal by Basa B'cholov. Doesn't, like we're seeing over here, doesn't say Lashon Achil B'chal in the Torah. So therefore Abaye says, and this is an important point over here, that the Gemara is making over here, that Abaye is saying that it follows the same thing, that the din of Basa B'cholov will also have the Chomer that Shloike derech hanosay. Ot bas b'chol achilik siv b'hu. Doesn't say achila. So then you'll have the same thing, which l'chayr is a good time. What did the Gemara mean to ask? So that the Gemara continues. The Gemara says ve'idach dekam moisiv lo, and the other man, the Omer, who asked the question, what was he thinking? Sovar, he held no lahochi kagoma menevela. Manavel derech hano, af bosu b'cholov derech hano osoy. Rashi explains over here that loshen nevela that the Gemara says over here is really lav dafka. Rashi explains why the Gemara is using that. But the Gemara over here, nevela, really means trefa. That was original limud. And what he's saying over here is that in the limud that we have from trefa, just like the Torah says by trefa, loshen achila. So in that limud will bring us over the Loshon Achila Huadin to over here to Bosu B'cholov. So that's why he held that Bosu B'cholov would be considered like it has a Loshon Achila. That's why the condition of Derech HaNa'osay definitely will always apply to Bosu B'cholov. Whereas Kilei Kerem, if Abaye was right, Kilei Kerem wouldn't have it, that would be a Chumra. That's the Cheshbon of the Gemara. Let's just see one more line over here. Vabaya will tell you no. Lahochi lekos v'achila begufoy. Loyma shloikno filush lekhana osay. Now Abaya will answer you that true that you're learning it from treifa. My treifa says loshen achila, but on the contrary, the fact that the Torah didn't write the loshen the Isra Achila by Bas B'chol itself, and the Torah made us come on Talima from someplace else. And that is, now that we see that the Torah is steering away from having Lashon Achila in the Pasuk by Bas B'chol, that Bas B'chol should not have this condition. So it comes out from his Gemara over here, that there's, you know, Machlek is over here, Abai in the Makshin, but Abai himself holds that Basa B'cholov also has the same din of Kilei Akerim, that since the Torah didn't use a Lashon Achila by Basa B'cholov, so there's no, you don't have the condition of Derech HaNa'asai, and Vifa by Basa B'cholov, if a person is nene from it, even Shleika Derech HaNa'asai, you'll have the Isser. As a matter of fact, Tosfos over here asks, if so, why did Abaye say his din by Kilei Akerim? He could have, for that matter, he could have said it by Basa B'cholov also, according to what we're saying now. That's this Tosfos over here. Let's see the second to last Tosfos. The second line. See, the third line from the bottom. Right, see that by that little symbol over there. V'hodle ka'omer hakomoydim ebasa v'cholov. That's Tosfos' question. And why doesn't Abaye say, now that we've seen this in the sugi, that Abaye holds that basa v'cholov also has this same chumrah that Kilei Akerim, since it doesn't say Loshon Achila in the pasuk, so the Isser Hanor that you have by basa v'cholov won't have the condition of Derech HaNa'asai. Taisis says that possibly the reason is ein mazhir min hadin, which we know that those are one of the klolim that based on a kavah chomer we can't give something the chashivas of an azharim, which means kibshutei over here lechera, it's benegay to the malchus, which seems to be what we're saying over here is from Tosfos that, like the Gemara says, that the iser hano is learned from a kavah chomer from orla. That's the Gemara says over here, and therefore, if Eimaz Himar didn't, so you can't get Malkus because of that issue. So, what we're saying over here is that even though in truth Abaye Taka holds that the condition of Derech HaNa'asai you don't have since it didn't say a Lashon Achila, but there's a different reason why you can't get Malkus. Because the halacha is that if the source comes from a Kavah Chaymer, so Eimaz Himar didn't, so you don't have the Azhara to give you the Malkus. See, he said, his halacha that he said was, HaKomod Mekelkem Shloikin Aleim. So as far as, so they'll come out, there'll be a difference as far as the Malkus is concerned, whether you get Malkus. In other words, so that's what you're saying before. Mm-hmm. That it would seem to be that the Avada, the issue over here is the Iker Isser. Right? Was the Iker Isser said, Derech HaNa'asai, not Derech HaNa'asai. And that Abaye is saying that something that doesn't say Lashon Achila doesn't have this condition. And in order to have the Isser, you have the Isser Afilu Shuleik Derech HaNa'asai. Now there's another question over here. That in order to get Malkus, you have to have an Azhara. Depending on what your source is, if your source is a Kavah Chomer, it's the Imaz Himar Adin. So that's going to be a problem in having the Chashivas of an Azhara to get Malkus. But as far as the condition is concerned, so that's what Tosfos is saying over here. The reason why Abaye didn't say the Halacha on Basa B'cholov is because the Malkus you're not going to have. But so we're going to get to the sugi over here, we're talking about to know whether there exists an Isser Hano. That's the Shmuz in the sugi over here, right? So that's what the Gemara is saying over here. But again, to that, the Gemara is saying that Basa B'cholov, Abaye holds and Kilei Akerim are the same, right? Since there's no Lashon Achila, so the Isser is all the same. So you don't have that chomer as far as the conditions of the Isser. But Benegeh to why Abaye chose to pick the halacha is because since he wanted to point out that you'll have the full stringency of having a Malkus, so he picked something which won't have the difficulties of getting a Malkus for side reasons. Okay?